USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is out with a warning about the future of our nation's economy. The president took to Twitter on Saturday and said the Trump economy is setting records and has a long way up to go. However, if anyone but me takes over in 2020, I know the competition well, there will be a market crash the likes of which no one has seen before. President Trump says there's no doubt Iran was behind the attack on two tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Now, the Iranians are denying the reports that they're behind anything, but the U.S. military has released a video that appears to be showing an Iranian Navy boat removing an unexploded mine from a Japanese-owned tanker. Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, reminds us of why all this is happening.
We put the Ayatollah in a box. We got out of the Iran agreement. We put sanctions on Iran. We're breaking the economy of Iran. We're breaking their back economically, and they're fighting back, pushing back, trying to break our will.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The man accused of shooting Boston Red Sox legend David Ortiz will remain in jail for at least 1 year while awaiting trial. The man and eight other suspects made an initial court appearance in the DR on Friday, all wearing bulletproof vests and helmets. From his jail cell, the suspected gunman told reporters Ortiz was not his intended target. Some big pharmaceutical companies are challenging a new government regulation. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The new regulation would require drug makers to reveal the price of medications in their TV ads. The regulation is set to take effect in July. Drug makers Amgen, Merck, and Eli Lilly are against it. They say it not only raises concerns about freedom of speech, but the price quoted in the ads may not reflect the true price to the consumer after rebates and assistance programs. Their lawsuit was filed on Friday in federal court in Washington, D.C. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In light of World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, which is June 15th, the FBI office in Phoenix, Arizona, is raising awareness about cyber scams that target the elderly. I had a chance to catch up with Kate Pizzini. She's a cybersecurity reporter for CNBC. She also has a new book out titled Kingdom of Lies, Unnerving Adventures in a World of Cybercrime. And my first question to her was, what was some of the most interesting and shocking things that she was able to uncover in this book?
Well, from the very beginning, one of the most surprising things to me was how much like American businesses these cyber criminal organizations are run. And that started well before even I had gone into journalism when I was working as a cybersecurity practitioner. And so I sought out and found people involved in this underground and got this amazing portrait of these entire towns changed by cybercrime across Eastern Europe, with just tons of money flowing in from the U.S. and from Europe, from the crimes that you're really familiar with. And so from there, I just wanted to, you know, take a microscope to what is really going on there so we could learn something new.
Fizzini also says that social media companies have an impossible job ahead as they rely on algorithms that promote disagreement and therefore outlandish statements, and as President Trump calls it, fake news are often promoted on their site. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.